Aviv in Chavivadam and so on. I want to go back a minute to Nakuda here. He says over here, he speaks about the Maila Shlishis, that Klal Yisrael is called Banim Lamakim. And he says, I believe we finished the Mishnah, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I want to go back to Nakuda. It says here that he says, the Klal Yisrael is called Banim Tashem Yisbarach. Because the bonim, they give a keset to the Takarish Baruch Hu. Can you say Perkei Darshin? It says over there, "Ki sandalfin oimid machore merkava, v'koyshe keset lekoynim itfilos nashay Yisrael." So the Klal Yisrael is the one who, because they're called bonim, they give that keset. Which the davar zeh b'shul came bonim Takarish Baruch Hu. The reason why they're the ones who give this cash is because they're bunch of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Sivatez came they bought him. L'kach sandal from Kodesh HaKesel Kodesh B'tos Shnei Yisrael, Shem Banim Shal Mokim. Hara Eilu Gim Madreg Yisrael Al Zu, Adamai Lazer Shel HaKoyel B'Hobin Zeh. So, he lumps together a bunch of things without really being masbir it. He says that if you go through it, you see the it's Klal Yisrael, because they're called Banim, and specifically that it expresses itself in Tefillah, and and that's where you have the Kshiras Kesa from those Tefillah, because they're called Banim. So you have three Nekudas. You have the Kshiras Kesa, you have the Klal Yisrael as Banim, and Dafke B'Tefillah, or mostly in Tefillah. And it needs over here hasbara a little bit. What is the what are the things lumped together? What's the Kshiras Kesa and Klal Yisrael only because they're banim and so on? So let's understand a little bit the inyan of banim versus avadim and so on. A big inyan. When you take an object and you you mashpia on it, but there are cloud, your hashpa gets divided amongst the objects. So the muscle, let's say
hello?